Senate Print 6960 by Senator Kaminsky, an act to amend the environmental conservation law. Senate Print 6961.
On the second day of the legislative session, the Senate lost no time in acting on a number of bills to allow more voter participation. One would make it easier for college students to vote by requiring a polling station on a campus if there are 300 or more registered voters at the school. Another bill requires counties to locate at least one polling place in its urban center. The measure stems from last November's election, when Rensselaer County located its two early polling sites in the suburbs and a rural area, but did not allow voting within the city of Troy. But the most controversial measure that the Senate approved is one that would permit automatic voter registration at state agencies, including the DMV. It was derailed in the last session because it inadvertently might have led to non-citizens being automatically registered when they applied for driver's licenses. A new law that took effect in mid-December, known as the Green Light Law, allows undocumented immigrants to apply for the licenses. Sponsor and Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris says the errors in the bill are now fixed and won't lead to non-citizens voting in New York. And he says it's a myth that large numbers of undocumented immigrants aim to vote in the state's elections anyway.
There's some suggestion that there's a group of people out there who are nefariously organizing to register and go vote under penalty, I guess, since I believe you're talking about non-citizens, under penalty of deportation. And there is no evidence that that is occurring in New York or anywhere else.
But minority party Republicans, including Senator Robert Ort, are unconvinced.
Now, I don't know if there are legions of people who are festering to register illegally. But I do know that laws that we are passing in this chamber, including this one, are certainly making it far more likely that someone who is here illegally will be registered to vote.
Senator Gianaris says there are safeguards. He says DMV staff will look over the voter registration forms for errors before they are sent on to the Board of Elections. The voting-related measures are not the only topics that the GOP would like to revisit. Senate Republican leader John Flanagan spoke on a hostile amendment proposed by the GOP. It would repeal a criminal justice reform that took effect on January 1 and ends most forms of cash bail in New York.
You enacted criminal justice reform that we think is awful.
Flanagan and other Republicans, as well as some district attorneys and county sheriffs, say the law has led to repeat offenders, including bank robbers and those accused of manslaughter, to be freed on their own recognizance.
This is going to be an unmitigated disaster. And in less than 2 weeks, it's already proven to do that. The public is less safe today as a result of the laws that were enacted last year. This is germane.
Democrats did not agree that the amendment was germane, though. It was voted down along party lines. Senate Republicans promised to continue to raise the subject on the Senate floor every chance they get. Some Democratic senators and Governor Andrew Cuomo have said they are open to making some changes to the criminal justice reforms, including possibly giving judges more discretion on when to set bail. But in order for that to happen, the state assembly would also have to agree. And so far, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he has some concerns.
When two people who are charged with the same crime end up with different bails, that gives me pause on judicial discretion. Judicial discretion invites back in bias.
The Assembly did not act on the early voting measures passed in the Senate. Hastie said his Democratic members are committed to them, but will take them up later in the session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.